I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Ithaca softball team picked up an 8-5 win over visiting DeSoto last night. The Bulldogs improved to 8-0, 11-1 with the win. The Pirates fell to 3-3 and 4-7 overall with the loss. Ithaca ran out to an 8-0 lead before DeSoto plated 5 runs in the 5th inning to make the game interesting over the last 2 innings. The Bulldogs outhit their opponent 11-5 on the day. Junior J.C. Maxwell was 4-for-4 with a 2-run home run, 2 singles, and a double. She was also the winning pitcher with 8 strikeouts and 5 walks. Maylee Plemer was 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Brinley Wanless, Alyssa Olson, and Autumn McBain all had RBIs for Ithaca. DeSoto's Kylie Venner and Sylvia Kruger each had 2 hits. Venner had an RBI double in the 5-run 5th inning. Ella Coe suffered the pitching loss with 3 strikeouts and 4 walks. Following the 8-5 win, Ithaca will prepare for a non-conference game Friday at home against Cashton and the annual Bulldog Triangular Tournament on Saturday. DeSoto will play Seneca on Thursday night. Also, some of the scores we have from yesterday: River Ridge 3-1 over Highland. Iowa Grant got the win 15-4 in 5 innings over Darlington. Bangor 6, Hillsboro 2. Seneca 7-2 over Lafarge. Royal 19, Nacita 5 in 6 innings. And Judah Albany a winner against Potosi Cassville 2-1. Riverdale lost to River Valley in high school baseball last night. Final score 23-15. In a crazy game at Pickering Park, Ethan Cagle would go 3-for-4 with an RBI, while Owen Blankenship went 3-for-5 with 2 RBI. Henry Drone was 2-for-3 with 2 RBI, while Wyatt Schramm was 2-for-4 with 2 RBI. The Chieftains travel to Southwestern tonight for an SWAL conference game. Weston was a winner against Wazika Steuben, 7-3. Isaac Jennings got the win, throwing 6 2/3 innings, allowing 7 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, and 10 strikeouts. Trevor Westfall in relief threw a 1/3 of an inning. Also, the leaders at the plate, Eli Jennings, 2-for-4 with a single and a double, 2 RBIs, and 1 run scored. Isaac Jennings, 1-for-2 with a single, an RBI, and 2 scored. Gavin Cass with a double, an RBI, and a run scored. And William Johnsrud, Jacob Keller, and Brady Westfall all had singles. They looked consistent at the plate, according to the coaching staff last night, as Weston was a winner in the conference 7-3 over Wazika Steuben. For Ithaca, their first loss in the conference was suffered last night. DeSoto jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead in the game and went on to win by a final of 10-4. First loss for the Bulldogs, DeSoto bouncing back and getting a victory, avenging an earlier in the season loss to the Bulldogs. It was a win for Bangor over Hillsboro, 12-1 in 6 innings. North Crawford got the win, 7-2 over Kickapoo as well yesterday. The Panthers got on board at the bottom of the first after Jace Nagel with a sacrifice fly was able to plate a run. Landon Blaha earned the win for North Crawford. The hurler gave up 5 hits and 2 runs, 0 earned over 6 innings. Gavin Krieger took the loss for Kickapoo. The pitcher went 3 2/3 innings in the action yesterday. Viroqua shut out Luther 6-0, and New Lisbon Nacita a winner against Wanewoc Center 6-3, Belmont 18, and Argyle 3. High school girls soccer, Galena over Richland Center 3-0. Galena will be the opponent of River Valley tonight. River Valley is on the road to play girls soccer. River Valley and Richland Center meet in softball tonight. We'll have the call from the baseball diamond with also reports on softball double duty as they play at the same location tonight at River Valley Schools. Riverdale softball will be home against New Lisbon. Also, Kickapoo will have a meet in track and field at Bangor High School. Last night, the Fenimore Invitational was held. Faith Sinichka was 11th in the 800 for Ithaca Weston, 7th in discus as well. For the boys, they finished 7th out of 18 teams, according to Coach Gina Lorenz. In the 4x8, they took 2nd. Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia-Boland, Braden Burns, and Deacon McDonough. Now, first place finish for Clayton Lee in the 1600 and the 3200. Braden Burns was 10th in the 16, and first for Sam Jones in the 800. The 4x4 was 7th. Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia-Boland, Braden Burns, and Deacon McDonough. In the discus, Deacon McDonough took 12th and 16th in the shot put. Roman Riley with a personal record as well in shot, as Connor Montes also did well in the shot put for a personal record. The next action will be Friday at River Valley for the Ithaca Western track teams. Richland Center stays busy in track and field. They're at Prairie du Chien tonight. I talked to Coach Michelle Lewis about the season so far and some recent highlights.
We have quite some success in pole vault. So Devin Woodhouse, he's been taking gold in almost all of our meets. And then same thing for Danica Pauls. They're both doing great down in pole vault. We have lots of PRs being broken, a few injuries, but nothing too severe. So hopefully some of them can come out of that, you know, shin splints, rolled ankles, stuff like that.
The weather, I guess, sometimes is a factor, but I guess you can't worry about that, can you?
No, I try not to. I tend to look at the forecast, but, I mean, rain is rain. We'll run in rain if we have to. It's just if it's thunders and lightning and stuff like that. But we've only had one meet canceled, and that was our very first meet of the season. So fingers crossed.
I know you have great numbers, Michelle. You must have a pretty good coaching staff to keep everybody on task and doing what they're supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah, especially with this being my first year as head coach, my coaching staff has been absolutely amazing. I have one new coach, Doug Stickle, and he is just like, what do you need me to do? I'll do it. So it's been great. They are so confident and comfortable in their workouts, so I don't even have to worry about them, which has been a huge blessing.
Tell me about the meet on Tuesday night.
It's a mid-season conference meet. So we just also had a mid-season conference meet at home, which went really well. And then we kind of had a big break in our meet schedule. So Prairie du Chien is also doing a mid-season meet. So we thought might as well go there. And since, you know, conference is our competition, it's good to just see some of those faces and race against them again.
Richland Center track and field coach Michelle Lewis. Good luck to the Tracksters as they head out and about tonight to Prairie du Chien. Hometown and baseball will begin for some teams this weekend. Ridgeway at Dodgeville Saturday night at 6 o'clock. The Verona at Muscadet game, originally scheduled for Sunday, has been postponed to Saturday, May 30th at 6 p.m. Argyle will play at Arena as Arena opens up its season this coming Sunday. Wyota at Hollandale, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Belleville, and Blanchard at Schulzberg. Bryce Terang's two-run home run in the ninth inning of a Monday 6-3 Brewer loss made the final score look closer than it was. The Cardinals picked up the win. Starter and loser Chad Patrick was knocked out in the fourth inning. Outfielder Jackson Cherio returned to action with a 4-for-4 performance. That impressed his manager.
Yeah, fabulous effort. You know, five great at-bats. We just obviously didn't come up with a big hit for them. We battled. We hit some balls hard right at people. They had tremendous timely hitting. We left 12 guys on base. 12 guys on base. Yeah, that's not timely hitting.
Pat Murphy says it's good to have Vaughn and Cherio back.
There was a lot of good performances today. It was good to see those guys back. I mean, Vaughn had a couple ABs he'd like back, but he certainly wasn't. His timing isn't perfect, but, you know, like his last at-bat, that's, you know, we could have used that and drove in a run with man on third or something. But, yeah, Terang was great.
Same two teams play tonight in St. Louis. The Mets were winners 4-2 over Colorado. Philadelphia 1-0 over Miami. The Cubs 5-4 over Cincinnati. And San Francisco 3, San Diego 2. In the American League, Boston 5, Detroit 4. Tampa Bay 5-1 over Toronto. Kansas City 6, Cleveland 2. The Yankees 12-1 over Baltimore. The White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. Interleague play, the LA Dodgers 8-3 over Houston. Seattle 5-4 against Atlanta. The Packers signed 36-year-old veteran quarterback Tyrod Taylor to serve as Jordan Love's backup. NFL Network announced the move yesterday. Taylor is coming off four seasons with the Jets, where he started four games. He's been with nine teams and was the starter in Buffalo until Josh Allen was taken in the 2018 draft. Desmond Ridder was released to make room. NBA playoffs, New York 137, Philadelphia 98, Minnesota 104, San Antonio 102. And from the NHL playoffs, Carolina 3-2 over Philadelphia and Vegas 3-1 over Anaheim. With sports, I am Phil Neigh.